Watch, smash and grab robbery sends elderly jewelry store owner to hospital as California shop destroyed. By Simon Kent on September 10, 2025. An elderly jewelry store owner in San Jose, California, was rushed to hospital after his shop was destroyed during a brutal smash and grab raid. The brazen heist took place just after 2 p.m. Friday as Kim Hung Jewelry was closing, local outlet KTVU reported. Surveillance video from the scene showed at least a dozen black-clad suspects ramming an SUV into the store's front windows before the assailants rushed in to help themselves to whatever they could grab in the coordinated assault. The 88-year-old owner was violently pushed to the ground in the process and later taken to hospital after suffering a stroke in the melee. As some of the group left the trashed premises, one could be seen pointing a gun at another employee who was standing near a wall. Another suspect then appeared to rifle through the employee's pockets. The entire shoplifting gang quickly fled once a car horn blared outside. If this was your family member, if this was your business that you spent your whole lifetime to build up, and then within 1 hour you're out of business, San Jose City Councilmember Pian Don said during a Coalition for Community Engagement news conference, KTVU reported. The octogenarian victim's family was also at the news briefing and confirmed the shop owner suffered a stroke, as well as injuries from broken glass. He spent the night in hospital care but reportedly was later determined to be in stable condition and released in an outcome all too familiar in Gavin Newsom's chaotic California. The suspects fled the scene in multiple vehicles prior to police arrival, police said in a release per an Associated Press report. The suspects are unidentified and remain at large. San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan called the robbery appalling. "Watching this senior get assaulted made my blood boil," Mahan wrote Saturday on X. "These people need to face the harshest possible consequences for their actions. I've been in touch with our police chief, and will be following the investigation closely." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.